Shmuel Aleph, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Beis. So Elkanah went on a special trip with much of his family to go to the Mishkan to bring additional nedarim, additional sacrifices that he had made possibly because of the birth of his son Shmuel to his beloved wife Chana. But V'chana lo alosa. But Chana did not go up to the Mishkan. Even though this is a particular thanks for the child that she just had, she stayed home. Ki amra l'isha, because she told her husband, ad yigomel hana'ar v'havi yosiv, until the boy will be weaned, until the boy will finish nursing, then I will bring him up, v'nir'a es p'nei Hashem. And we will appear, the nir'a, plural, we will appear before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yoshav sham ad olam, and he will live there forever. So some say because he was somewhat premature, that Chana saw that he was very delicate, she was afraid that the journey to Shiloh might be too difficult for him. So instead she proposed to bring him at the time of weaning, of ending her nursing, at the age of 2 years, of 24 months, and then he would stay in Shiloh forever. But Olam sometimes means for the duration of one's term. The Levium, for example, served in the Mishkan until the age of 50. Shmuel would remain in Shiloh until it was destroyed, which was the day that Eli HaKohen died, when Shmuel was 40 years old. Then he's going to serve as the leader of the Jewish people, and as we're going to see, he's going to be a circuit judge. He's going to travel all around the country rather than to remain in Shiloh. So Ad Olam can have this dual meaning, forever, or it can mean until the time has ended there, which would be when Shiloh, the Mishkan at Shiloh, was destroyed by the Plishtim, as we are going to see. Chaf Gimel, Vayomer La Elkanah Isha. And so Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Asi Hatov Beinayich, do what is proper in your eyes. Do what is proper in your eyes might be that he agreed with her proposal, or it might be a throwback to an earlier pasuk where she made a vow of what would happen to Shmuel, which she just mentioned, that he will stay with Hashem, and Elkanah is now affirming her vow. See, he's saying, I'm not going to nullify it. I affirm the neder that you made when you asked for a child, as we saw back in her tefillah. Shevi'ad gomlechoso. Remain here, stay until you have weaned the baby. Ach yakem Hashem es devaro. Only may HaKadosh Baruch Hu uphold his word. Which word? Maybe Eli's nevuah, that Chana's vision of her son's future as a judge of Klal Yisrael would be fulfilled. Maybe even Moshe's prophecy. Moshe prophesied back in Sefer Devarim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will establish Navi Asher Kamoni, a prophet like me from among your brethren, from among Klal Yisrael. So Elkanah davened that the Navi who would be stepping forward in history to be like Moshe Rabbeinu would be his son Shmuel. And in fact, in Tehillim, as we mentioned before, during Kabbalah Shabbos, where we say, we speak of Moshe and Aaron and Shmuel in the same breath, in the same pasuk. And so we see that this, in fact, would come to pass. Vateshev o'isha vatenek espina. And so the woman remained at home, and she nursed her child. Ad gamla oso, until she weaned him, until he reached the age of 2. A very young age for pre-K, but that's what's going to happen because of the nether, and because of these tremendously righteous people willing to fulfill their obligations, even when it would seem to be painful for a woman who waited all her life for motherhood to give her son to an elderly man at the Mishkan, rather than to keep him at home safe with her, one would think. So, Chaf Dalet, Vata'alehu ima kasher gemolatu. So, as soon as she weaned him, she brought him up with her. She brought Shmuel up with her. At the age of 2, when mothers see, parents see tremendous pleasure from every new thing that their child learns, from everything that their child can do. At the age of 2, you can't even read yet. Imagine, you know, all the mitzvah notes that you put on the fridge. She's going to miss all of that in his young childhood as he moves into toddlerhood here. Then again, terrible 2s, it's a good time maybe to drop them off Not that I am advocating that style of parenting. So, Befarim Shlosha Ve'efa Achas Kemach Ve'Nevel Yayin. And along with Shmuel, she brought up three bulls, one Efa measure of flour, a bottle of wine, Vatvyehu Beis Hashem Shiloh V'Hana'ar No'ar. And she brought him to the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mishkan in Shiloh, and the boy was in his youth. The Na'ar was in fact a Na'ar, was a very, very young boy when she brought him there, along with all of these karbanos. In fact, remember that he was born premature, so he's very young indeed. With each bull, you have to bring a certain amount of flour to be offered. So three bulls would require almost an entire ephah of flour. She brought that, and some say that she may have kept any excess, any extra, for private use. And so this teaches us something about karbanos and how much you have to bring. V'ha-na'ar no'ar, usually na'ar is a phrase for an older teenage boy who is between childhood and adulthood. Sometimes it can be used to describe anybody who's at that stage. Yoshua ben Nun na'ar, even though he was in his 50s, because he acted as a young man who serves his master. So ha-na'ar no'ar describes, the first na'ar describes how young he was, but no'ar describes that even at the age of two, his intelligence was maturing rapidly, and he was moving quickly, the Ma'am Loe says. Other Mefarshim say that instead he was in fact still very young, and that maybe it's describing an infant where he's first starting to eat solid foods. And so to the Mishkan goes this very young man, and his future is about to be laid out for him.